Welcome to Wyatt's Haven of Bliss. This is Wyatt Houts. It's been dark all day today. I'm rocking down. Well, I'm not telling you. I'm in Chicago. And sun never came up today. It just was cold. Not as cold as it's been or cold as it's going to be, especially tomorrow. But it's still freezing cold. It just rained all day. I think it got darker as the day went on, just because the storm rolled in. I heard the thunder and lightning today. Just kind of wakes you up from your slumber in the offices downtown, and just watching all these people. You know, they have expensive clothes, and you know, they walk and say, "Oh, how are you doing today? I think I'll have a bowl of soup and take the morning off before I go meet with my clients." And you know, you can see down the street the Millennial Park, and man, was it $30-50 million we did? And then I looked at the paper and it was like, little kid gets stabbed. And I don't know. It seems wrong. What am I gonna start doing? Changing the world? I can't change the world. I gotta worry about my debt. I gotta worry about number one, because I'm a good Christian, and good Christians have A+ credit ratings, and they're getting promoted at work, and they have their mortgages half paid off. You know, how did a house? I'm not gonna say house. How did a box of wood get up to $2.5 million anywhere? Like, I'm looking at these buildings here, and that little light up there in the corner of one of these buildings costs $300,000, and it's like so small, and I could work 30 years just to buy this little wood. You know what? In 30 years, I could go chop down a darn tree. You get the idea. It sounds absurd. But you know, it's hard to chop down a tree and make a Hummer too. Ooh, it's getting cold. So I'm gonna start complaining in the world and start breaking TVs. We're gonna have a big TV breaking party, and we're not even gonna talk about the whole idea of like supply and demand and why those TV shows are so decadent. But if you want to have a clue, it's because you watch them. You watch them, and you get what you pay for. Because if you didn't watch them, the ratings would go down. And the reason why shows go off the air is because the ratings go down. And if everybody watched wholesome Christian content, guess what would be in prime time? Yep. Not Sex and the City or Desperate Housewives. I can tell you that. So like, okay, so you're this 20-year-old, late 19-year-old, late teen, whatever you are, and you're just filled with passion of life and desire to go out and change the world. You know, our God complexes come in different ways. You know, who would think that, you know, that desire to change the world is really just your way of building a legacy for yourself and making yourself prove out your godhood, and therefore I have value in the world because I made it better myself, because it's more like what I think it should be. You know what it also is? It's an insult to God, because you're saying that He is not in control of this world, and you're not realizing you are His creation. Did you raise yourself up? Okay, I sound like I'm preaching because I'm using yous and why don't you and all these comments. But I'm really just talking to myself in the third person. Because, you know what? The super ambulance has got a body wrapped up in a body bag. Ashes to ashes. Dust to dust. So, as I'll be one day. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. I don't remember how to say it in French. But that's okay. Oh, I'll have to go read Genesis and read the Hebrew or whatever it says. And it says, reminds me of what this world really is. It's a, you know what? It feels like a punishment. The punishment for disobeying God. And you know what? It ain't gonna get any better. Wyatt, I'm talking to you. Because you know what you thought about today? You thought about paying off your bills. You know what? You spent your stuff on, you spent your money on things for yourself. And now you're regretting it because those decisions are final. I wish that loans were illegal. I don't care if they're no interest or not. They're still little traps. You know what? I wish there was a limit in what you could make. And I wish there was a limit on how much you can't make. And I wish I wasn't so lazy that I would go for the minimum amount. I wish I wasn't so selfish that I didn't go for the maximum. Stop thinking about my own neck. And start making this relationship with God that I'm called into and I should have had from the very beginning. And that's what this whole life is about anyways. And what am I saying this right now? Thinking that the skies are going to part and God's going to come down and say, "Oh, well done, good and faithful servant. And you, I am well pleased." Is that what he's going to say in my day? I'm going to be, you know, Jesus is the Lion of Judah, and I ain't going to come up and give a lion a hug, thinking that it's okay, that I'm, like, inferior, or superior to the lion. But you know what? The Savior is the Savior that would hug me. I don't know. I'm not going to talk about the theology of whether I'm going to hug or revere the lion. But I'm going to think about maybe my relationship with God needs to be more of a focus. And the ideology or whatever, the ideology of changing the world that needs to be put aside. And I mean, humble and think about meeting God where I am. Giving up that nest egg, you know. Crazy for thinking about doing that. What am I going to do? Who's going to take care of me? I don't know. Maybe God will take care of you. Maybe God will take care of me. Maybe not. So what if it's a bad thing if you leave this world early? So what? Maybe it's a good thing. What happened to Enoch? Enoch walked with God and then he was no more. God killed him? Maybe he spared him from his life. When it twirls, when it twirls, two beautiful little girls. I don't know, Eminem married Kim again. Maybe we love it. Maybe we love that thing that rips our heart out and throws it down, stomps the ground on us. Getting hit with the kick when we're down! Go filthy! So it's freezing, my thumb's turning blue as I hold this recorder. Some lyrics to you. Oh well. So I think about that. No, it's not any better than thinking about your later 30s problems. I don't know, I don't feel like doing this anymore. Goodbye.